Koch Group, Amnesty Advocate lobbied Trump on DACA in White House meeting. By John Binder on July 15, 2020. A spokesperson for the pro-mass migration Koch Brothers Network and an advocate for Amnesty attended a White House meeting last week where President Trump was lobbied to allow illegal aliens to remain permanently in the United States. Trump caught conservatives off guard when he told Telemundo on July 10 that he was planning to give a road to citizenship to about 800,000 illegal aliens enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. The White House has not yet pointed to any specific plan regarding DACA amnesty. The day before Trump's comments, he met with a roundtable of Hispanic executives, including Daniel Garza of the Koch-funded Libre Initiative and Mario Rodriguez of Hispanic 100. At the meeting, Trump was once again encouraged to strike a deal on DACA before the presidential election. Garza confirmed he also had a phone call with Trump the month before. The Libre Initiative, along with the Koch's network of donor-funded organizations, have sought to pass a DACA amnesty through the House and Senate for the last 3 years. Their latest effort included lobbying the Trump administration not to reduce the inflow of foreign workers, even as 35 million Americans remain jobless or underemployed. Rodriguez, a longtime advocate of amnesty for illegal aliens, spoke directly to Trump at the roundtable meeting about providing some form of amnesty to DACA illegal aliens. "I can't thank you enough for what you've tried to do for these DACA recipients," Rodriguez told Trump. "You put something on the table that was very fair. And what was really disappointing is that the Democrats are using these young adults as political pawns. And that's just totally unacceptable in this country," Rodriguez continued. In response, Trump told Rodriguez that he would take care of DACA illegal aliens. "They're not going to have anything to worry about," Trump said. "But we did have a deal on DACA, and the Democrats decided not to make the deal. A DACA amnesty would put more citizen children of illegal aliens, commonly referred to as anchor babies, on federal welfare. As Breitbart News reported, while American taxpayers would be left potentially with a $26 billion bill. Additionally, about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. At the southern border, a DACA amnesty has the potential to trigger a border surge that could triple the number of illegal aliens pouring through the border. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to either be criminals or gang members." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.